Hello, I'm Timeskan Debasai with the BBC News. Qatar says Hamas has given a positive response to a proposed ceasefire with Israel. A senior Hamas official told the BBC that the group had asked for amendments relating to returning Gazans to their homes and providing assistance to the wounded and the displaced. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel to discuss what he called the essential agreement. Here's Barbara Plett-Usher.
We were waiting for Hamas to respond to the proposal. It got the proposal a week ago for the truce and now has given its response while Mr. Blinken is in the region. So that means that he has something concrete to discuss with the Israelis. The group released a statement which made it pretty clear it wants any truce to lead to an end to the war. We also know, of course, that the Israelis have said there's no chance that this could lead to a permanent ceasefire. So that would likely continue to be a matter of negotiation. And Mr. Blinken said there was still a lot of work to be done.
Israel's chief military spokesperson has confirmed that 31 of the remaining hostages held in Gaza are dead. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said that their families had been informed. Israel has previously given the figure of 136 as the number of hostages still held in Gaza. Donald Trump's campaign says it will appeal to the Supreme Court after he was found not to have immunity in his federal election subversion case. Three judges unanimously rejected his claim, as Naomi Iqbal reports.
His lawyer's argument hinged on the idea that because Donald Trump wasn't convicted for impeachment by Congress, he can't face criminal proceedings. But the three judges on the panel were sceptical, arguing that with immunity, a president could sell state secrets or order the assassination of a political rival and not face any criminal consequences. They ruled that for the purposes of this case, former President Trump has become Citizen Trump and should be treated like any other criminal defendant.
Meanwhile, President Biden has urged Republicans to show some spine and work for the American people rather than Donald Trump after they rejected a bipartisan immigration bill, which includes aid for Ukraine and Israel. Mr. Biden urged Congress to do the right thing. He told legislators not to buckle under pressure from Donald Trump. The Pentagon's Deputy Press Secretary, Sabrina Singh, said it was essential that the U.S. continued to help Ukraine.
If the U.S. stops support to Ukraine, we should be clear-eyed about the repercussions. Putin is not going to stop in his quest for power and control beyond Ukraine's borders toward NATO. If Putin attacks a NATO ally, we will find ourselves in direct conflict, as we are committed to defending every inch of NATO. So let's be clear. We can do the responsible thing and pay now to help Ukraine, or we can pay much more later to counteract the gains we would hand Vladimir Putin and an emboldened Russia.
This is the World News from the BBC. The former Chilean president Sebastián Piñera has died after his helicopter crashed in a lake in the south of the country. Some reports say the 74-year-old was at the helm of the helicopter when it encountered bad weather. 3 days of national mourning have been declared. A mother in Michigan has become the first U.S. parent to be convicted of involuntary manslaughter in connection with a school shooting carried out by her son. Jennifer Crumbly and her husband bought their son a gun just days before the shooting in 2021. Investigators say a door panel which blew off a Boeing 737 MAX shortly after takeoff may have been missing four bolts. According to the U.S. National Transport Safety Board, the panel covering an unused emergency exit was removed while the aircraft was still in the factory, and the bolts were not properly fitted when it was put back together. The far-right Dutch politician Geert Wilders' hopes of forming a coalition government have suffered a major setback after a key centrist party walked away from talks. Mr. Wilders has been negotiating with three parties, including the new social contract led by Pieter Omtzigt. Anna Halligan reports.
Pieter Omtzigt said he was quitting due to concerns about the state of government finances. In a letter to party members, he reportedly wrote, "You can't build social security with castles made of sand." Mr. Omtzigt's backing was integral to forming a centre-right majority coalition. He hasn't ruled out the possibility of propping up a minority far-right government. The three other party leaders involved in weeks of increasingly strained coalition discussions have expressed surprise at Mr. Omtzigt's departure, which diminishes the prospect of a cabinet led by Geert Wilders, whose hard-right Freedom Party won almost a quarter of the vote.
Anna Halligan reporting, BBC News.